Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about the paper, visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can find all the information you'll need. You can subscribe to the paper through the United States Postal Service. It's free of charge, of course, but you can also get it as a PDF in your email. So you can get a hold of us. All of our contact information is on that website. And let us know what we can do for you. So today we are doing another edition of the paper. We're started a series in the July-August editions, now September-October edition, on things that save. There's not any one thing alone that saves a person from their sin. Everybody needs to be saved from their sin. And so I've communicated with several preachers, getting topics out there. And so for this edition and the next several editions, that's what the paper will be on, the various things that save. The first article in the September-October edition was written by me, and the topic that I chose was Salvation by Grace Through the Faith. And I emphasize the word "the" for a reason, and you'll kind of hear it throughout the article. So here's what I wrote on this particular subject. Paul reminded the Ephesians, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." Ephesians 2, 8-10. This passage has been interpreted in a variety of ways based on various approaches to theology. There are those who rephrase it to say that man is saved by grace alone through faith alone. Obviously, that's a false interpretation of both that passage and the terms of salvation. Others say that man is saved by grace, God's part, by faith, man's response to what God has done. That sentiment is certainly biblical. A third view, and the view to which I hold, is that salvation is by the grace of God, Ephesians 2, 5, and 8, and through the faith. This article will in part dissect the last two views of salvation either by faith or by the faith. Grace is the undeserved favor of God toward man, manifested in Jesus Christ, Titus 3, 6, and 7. No man deserves or earns the grace of God. Every man who has ever been saved by God has been saved by grace. The grace of God brings salvation and teaches man to walk in a certain way. Titus 2, 11, and 12. The redemption and forgiveness that is found only in Christ is according to the riches of His grace. Ephesians 1, 7. Apart from the grace of God, not one of us could be saved from sin. Faith can be simply defined as belief. However, as one reads the entirety of the Bible, true faith is much more than just a simple belief in something or someone. True, God-pleasing faith is always active. James 2, 14 through 26. As James wrote in that text, faith without works is dead. James 2, 26. Faith as personal belief in Ephesians 2, 8. As was stated above, salvation by God's grace and through man's obedient faith is a biblical truth. Man is justified by faith. Hebrews 11. Faith is produced today by the preaching and hearing of the Word of God. Romans 10, 14 through 17. The just live by faith, Romans 1, 17, but not faith alone, James 2, 24. Paul said to the Philippian jailer, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved," Acts 16, 31. It is absolutely true that man is saved by faith. It is absolutely false that man is saved by faith alone. Faith as the faith, that is, the gospel system, in Ephesians 2, 8. Acts 6:7 states, "And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith." In Galatians 3, Paul contrasted the law versus the faith. He was showing the differences between the law of Moses and the gospel of Christ. This was a very common contrast discussed by Paul. One of the main problems in the first century church was the tension between Jews and Gentiles. Acts 15 addresses this issue at length. Now, back to Ephesians 2. The congregation in Ephesus was made up partly of people from a Gentile or non-Jewish background. They were in times past Gentiles in the flesh, Ephesians 2:11. He reminded them that they, along with the Jews, were one body in Christ, Ephesians 2:13-16. It is within that context that Paul wrote, "For by grace are ye saved through the faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." In the same context he wrote, "Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace," Ephesians 2:15. So, while it is true that man is saved by grace through faith, it is also true that man is saved by God's grace through the faith, that is, the gospel of Christ. Next, Paul wrote, "And that, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Man's personal faith is produced by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10:17. Man must respond to God on his terms in order to be saved by God's grace. That is each man's responsibility. However, salvation by God's grace through the faith is the gift of God. Throughout Paul's writings, he makes the case that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1:16 and 17. The law of Moses was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by the faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, Galatians 3:24 and 25. Romans 7 and 8 show the contrast between the law and the commandment, as opposed to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. All of the saved are saved by God's grace. All of the saved are saved by faith. All of the saved are saved by the faith. The phrase, "and that not of yourselves," could literally be translated as, "and that not out of yourselves." It is for this reason that I believe that salvation by grace through the faith is what Paul was discussing. All right, so that's the article on the front page of the September-October 2023 edition of the Fulton County Gospel newspaper, Salvation by Grace Through the Faith. And of course, as I said earlier, I wrote that article. And it really, so in the article, I go through in a fairly short paragraph that in Ephesians 2:8, when Paul says you're saved by grace through faith, that word faith there on that occasion could refer to one's personal belief. And I've heard it said, and in fact I've said this myself, that man is saved by grace, which is God's part, and man is saved by faith, which is man's part. You know, man's response, man's faithful obedience to the Word of God. And listen, that's absolutely true. But I think in context, particularly in Ephesians 2, but then the broader context just of Paul's writings in general and how often he employs this language of law versus spirit, of faith versus law, things like this, this is probably talking about the fact that man is saved by grace through the faith. So when you look at those three components, okay, saved, grace, faith, you combine all three of those together, that's the gift of God. Not one of those things alone is Paul discussing. He's talking about the fact that all men, and obviously contextually, the Ephesians, had been saved by grace through the faith. All of that is the gift of God. Salvation did not originate, the plan of salvation, the scheme of redemption did not originate with man. Man did not indebt God to put God in a position where God said, well, you know, they're so good, I just need to give them my grace. That it's a grace is a gift. There's no question about that. But when we get to talking about faith, in my opinion, it makes more sense to say that the faith, that is the gospel, as I mentioned in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, Galatians chapter 3, as Paul does it there, Romans chapter 7 and 8, it makes more sense to me to say that the faith is a gift of God. My personal faith comes as a result of my having heard the Word of God and obeyed it. That's the process. So, for instance, you look at Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17, and Paul kind of works backwards from faith in verse 17. You go back to verse 13, whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, how can they call on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And so while my personal faith, my personal belief is my responsibility because I need to respond to what God said in his word, in that sense, my faith is not a gift. But if Paul in Ephesians 2:8 is talking about the faith, the gospel system, the scheme of redemption that's found only in Christ, then that certainly is a gift, and that to me that just makes sense. Now I'm not going to go crazy and say that if a person says Ephesians 2:8 means simply by grace through faith, I agree with that. That is true. Romans chapter 5 verses 1 and 2, man is justified by faith. There's no question about that. But I think this is more, perhaps you might call it an academic pursuit, you know, asking the question, what does the word faith in Ephesians 2:8 mean? If you think it means your personal faith, you're perfectly in line with Scripture. But the way I look at it, and I would be perfectly in line with Scripture too, the faith, the gospel system, is the gift of God, and that's perfectly in line with Scripture. So I guess you could make the complaint, man, you're splitting hairs. All right, well, maybe I am, but like I said, maybe this is just one of those preacher's academic pursuits in his own personal study. So I guess I'm guilty of that from time to time. All right, well, listen, I appreciate you tuning in to this edition of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. If you follow us on Podbean, you notice I changed the name of the channel. It used to be called Fulton County Gospel News, but just recently we've started recording, started doing audio recordings of the sermons and Bible classes and the daily live streams that I do. And so none of that stuff is under the heading of Fulton County Gospel News. Now, everything else, Fulton County Gospel News, our sermons, our Bible classes, everything else is under the name, if you will, of Mammoth Spring Church of Christ. So I just went ahead and changed the name on our Podbean channel to Mammoth Spring Church of Christ. So just a little bit of information. All right. Thank you for listening today. Subscribe to our Podbean channel, which used to be Fulton County Gospel News, but is now called Mammoth Spring Church of Christ. Well, I guess that's it. Thanks for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.